listening to the NI Business News podcast from BBC Radio Ulster with me, Simon Ross. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Simon Ross is here with First Look at Today's Business News. Hi, Simon.
Good morning.
We've had some rather positive economic forecasts recently, but a study today suggests that when it comes to small business success, Belfast is falling behind.
Yeah, that's certainly the view of the think tank Centre for Cities. It's released its annual health check of how cities perform across the UK when it comes to small businesses. And on most of the measures it used to analyse the period between 2010 and 2013, Belfast did not compare very well at all to 64 other cities. It was in the bottom four in terms of new business starts per head of population and one of only three cities to see a fall in the number of new businesses being started. Belfast was also judged to have the lowest number of high-growth firms, with reports saying nearly a third of small businesses had cut their workforce over that time period. Naomi Clayton, lead analyst for Centre for Cities, explained the findings.
And we can see in Belfast, there are a relatively low number of businesses that are likely to adopt high growth strategies. So by that we mean they're less likely to invest in innovation and introduce kind of new products and services. They're also more likely to compete on price rather than quality, and less likely to operate in competitive markets, which means that these businesses are likely to see kind of lower employment and sales growth.
That's a fairly bleak assessment, Simon. Did the report have anything good to say?
Well, in a way it's telling us what we already know, that our private sector is too small and we don't have enough innovative businesses in fast-growing, high-value industries. But Naomi Clayton said Belfast does have the attributes needed to change this.
We are seeing, on the whole, more businesses recruiting and more small businesses expanding the size of their workforces. But some, you know, it looks very different across the UK. So while some cities are thriving and quite well placed to drive the recovery, others, like Belfast, are struggling. Belfast does have a relatively high number of graduates and a relatively good skills profile, which we know is fundamental to supporting businesses to exploit new markets and new technologies.
The US company behind a handheld device that helps people suffering from diabetes to manage their condition is today opening its first office outside America. That office is going to be in Belfast because Hygieia has been trialling its DNAV insulin guidance system with 150 patients in the Southeastern Health and Social Care Trust. And after successfully helping those patients, the trust is to expand its service to 500 patients with plans for much bigger expansion. Founder of Hygieia, Aaron Bashan, is in Belfast to open that office and he joins us now.
Good morning, Simon.
Can you tell us, in simple terms, what does this DNAV device do?
Yeah, so diabetes is one of those things when it's not a big problem for a while until it is, and when it is, it's very difficult to treat because it requires a lot of attention by the healthcare system. And what we do is we come in and augment the healthcare system ability to support patients in their home and provide frequent adjustment to the therapy between the visits.
So it's a handheld device?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it lets people regulate themselves. Just to give us a bit of history, you're an Israeli who lives in Michigan. How did you end up trialing this technology here in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, so, you know, we developed this very new way to deliver diabetes care, and we needed a healthcare system to try it out. And we were fortunate that the chief medical officer, Dr. Michael McBride, had spotted what we were doing very early on before anybody else and invited us over here. And what we found was a great healthcare system, a place that is small enough to be manageable but large enough to make an impact. We started off with 150 patients. We've received incredibly positive results and feedback from patients and clinicians, and it's growing. So it's a great opportunity.
Diabetes is a huge problem, as you said. Costs an estimated £400 million here. What's the potential for your device to make savings for the system?
So the key with diabetes, and then when it becomes complex people come in and out of hospitals a lot, and if you can deliver better healthcare in the house setting, augmenting the healthcare system ability to do that, kind of like the dialysis model, what you'll get is saving of, you know, 100, maybe 150 million pound a year here.
If everyone was using, yes. Right. So you're opening with a small number of staff here, but what are the plans? You expect to expand here, use this place as a base for European operations?
Absolutely. So I spend about a third of my time here. We got four people working now full time. We're going to add a couple over the summer. We're working with Kainos, an indigenous IT company, to integrate our offering. You know, there are 15,000 insulin users in Northern Ireland, so nurses alone will need about 15 to 18 here. But more importantly, the UK has 750,000 insulin users. We need a base somewhere, and honestly, it's easier to do business here than it is in London. So I think by the end of next year, we'll probably employ more people in Northern Ireland than we do in the States.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget, you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.